Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the On Call Room.
A Grey's Anatomy podcast.
With your hosts,
Abby
and Brie.
Well.
Well, if you want to find us on the interweb.
There's many a place you can go. First of all, you can go to Instagram. You're probably on Instagram right now.
Yeah, at the On Call Room pod is where you can find us.
Brie is killing it in the stories. We went live on Halloween while inebriated. I hope you liked that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, did you rewatch it?
No.
It's gone now.
No, of course
it was there for
not.
A while. It's John just kept sticking his head in and out of the screen.
Because he was really drunk.
And then Jake, yeah, it was great.
And then if you want to support the podcast,
yes.
You can go to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Yeah.
Patreon.
And like today, or well, not today in real time, not when you're listening to this, like a bonus episode posted, and you need to be a resident or higher, which is $5 or more a month, and you can get bonus episodes once a month. They usually come at the end because we like to make you wait.
Yep. And if you donate just $2 a month, you can be a part of the Facebook listener squad.
Yeah, which we have like 50 some people in purgatory right now.
Yeah. So either like delete your request or donate money. And then if you want to co-host,
big deal,
you have to be an attending, which is $10 or more a month, and it's a fucking blast. Speaking of co-hosting,
oh, what a good segue. Sitting across the table, scrubbing in the on-call room, is our patron Jeannie.
Ooh. Hello
Jeannie is here in the flesh. We cut her open, and we brought her flesh here.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
Usually, we call people on the phone, on the Skype phone, but tonight, we are in the flesh.
We're sharing wine.
Yes, and breaking bread.
Together. So, Jeannie, we will ask you Grace questions later, but I want to know what you, and like, only share what you want to share.
Go.
But then, who are you and what do you spend your time doing?
I am Jeannie, like Three Wishes is how I introduce myself.
Oh.
Or Cat to those people I don't trust or like. And what do? I do many things. I tutor. I tutor math in Grand Haven.
Shit.
Where I also substitute teach.
Yes, yes.
At like our former high school quite often. And then I am also a photographer.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yes.
Is that how you two connected?
No.
No.
I knew Jeannie through our friend Maggie, right?
Yes.
Is that how I met you? And
yes.
Then Jeannie actually hung out with my family a lot and watched my brother for a while. So
oh.
She knows Trevor.
Yes.
And then she started taking photos, and then she actually went to our workshop, and now she's better than all of us. And
not.
And yeah, so that's how I know Jeannie.
Yeah.
How come we've never run into each other?
So I think we actually have.
When?
So I was in choir.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure I like went to your house one time and watched a movie after like a choir event.
I don't think I ever had anyone to my house.
But were you
but
there?
But you were there. I don't know.
Wait,
we watched August Rush.
Oh, nope,
such
nope.
A good movie.
That was not me.
That was not you.
I've never
You've
seen
never
that.
Seen
okay.
No.
He
well,
feels the music.
No, I've never seen it. So that wasn't me.
Okay.
But wait, what year did you graduate?
2010.
Okay. So
but I definitely knew
you.
Who you were from
Ooh.
Choir.
Oh, choir. Dude.
Yes.
So we never were in choir together because you were 2 years
right.
younger.
Right.
Yeah, that's. But you experienced Lemon.
I quit because of Lemon, yes.
Oh.
I quit that year.
Lemon
I was section leader.
Oh, wow.
And I quit.
Yes. That's a shame. Were you in concert choir or in chorale?
Chorale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was section leader and was in the ensemble, but then...
Marge.
Oh my gosh, she's
think,
so cute.
I think in order to, for this to feel better, you two should sing a duet later.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sorry that that's why you quit, because I feel like certain people had like a really good relationship with her and then other students didn't.
Oh yeah.
I was on the end of like having a good relationship.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I'm sorry that you didn't. That's really quite a shame.
Yes.
Wait, Brie, you were like the upperclassman girl that like...
Yeah, so I'm surprised that we didn't, like, were you in petite ensemble?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Were you in alto or soprano?
Alto.
Oh, so I wouldn't have been your mentor. Who was your mentor? Was it Allie?
I honestly do not remember.
It was probably Allie Smith because she was section leader.
Yes, red hair.
And you were section leader for alto.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
And we have time traveled.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry that we never... truly connected.
That's
back
okay.
Then. But I'm happy we are now.
Can you imagine if a spirit ghost had come down upon both of you?
A spirit ghost?
Yes. In that period of your life and said, hey, you two, you don't know each other, but in 10 years, you'll be sitting across the table talking about
I'd say bullshit. Bullshit.
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy how, like, high school and here we are talking about high school.
Here we are.
But it's like
it's a part three of our
but
series.
But it's like such a thing, especially such a big high school. And I feel like I'm sorry, I'm trying to speak into the mic, but I'm also talking
it's
to
cool.
you. I feel like it was such a big high school that like you felt like you could never connect with everyone, and then you leave that space and you don't have the pressures of high school, and then there's no like you're cool, I'm not cool, I'm popular. And I experienced it with other people in my grade, like 10 years later, being like, oh, you felt the same way. It's like cool that we're friends now and
right.
we can yeah. just talk. And also, I feel like I didn't talk to that many people outside of my own grade because there were so many people in our high school.
Right.
It was like Abby.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple other girls from choir, but like in dance.
Why didn't I do choir? This would have been step one in my Broadway career.
Yeah, I don't know why you weren't there.
I remember the most terrifying moment of my life was having to sing We're Off to See the Wizard for auditions, even though I didn't want a singing role, but you had to do it. It was and I remember like almost shitting on stage. Like,
what is it about singing? It's so vulnerable.
We're off to see the wizard.
You know what I mean? Like, I would rather play a goddamn flute terribly, like in a recital, than like sing a solo terribly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because
I never sang a solo. I get like all red chested and sweaty and.
And then you pass out.
Yeah.
Lock the knees and you're down.
Don't lock the knees. Didn't they tell you anything?
Yeah.
I saw at a wedding there was like a stage wedding where they were like, it was like at a performing arts center. So they're on a stage and one of the bridesmaids locked her knees and literally passed out mid-ceremony.
At a wedding? The bride did?
No, a bridesmaid.
Oh, bridesmaid.
Yeah, first she fell once and kind of got back up, and then she, like, fell again and fell.
That's terrible.
And, like, people came and, like, got her, but, like, the ceremony continued. Because what do you do? Like,
they were on a time crunch.
There's,
I don't know.
It also was a huge wedding, like, 450 people. Like, do you...
Holy.
The bride afterwards, like, I chose the wrong bridesmaid. Like, you are.
So basically, don't lock your knees in the recording of this podcast. Moral of the story is what she's trying to say.
Thank you.
Marge has joined us, everyone. And I think it should be known that, Jeannie, besides what you do, you also comment on every video footage of Marge.
Yes, it's true.
Anytime I have posted something of Marge, Jeannie has responded. And it makes me so happy every time she does. It makes Marge happy, too.
I just love cats.
You have?
Oh, in fact, I wore my Halloween cat shirt today.
Yes.
It's
yes.
very spooky.
Oh, that is
that
so
is very spooky.
Yeah, it's very spooky.
There is a black cat.
In black and white.
I am now cursed. You have cats, don't you?
Yeah,
yes.
How many cats do you have?
I adopted two kittens this spring. Their names are Junie and Bee, after Junie B. Jones.
Oh,
yes.
I love them.
Oh, I love them.
Are they brother and sister or sister and sister?
They're two girls, but no, they're from two different litters.
Oh, okay.
But
I didn't know off the new.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
We just went into the Humane Society and then...
You wanted two? You didn't want one?
I wanted one, and then it was buy one, get one free, so...
They do that with cats?
Yes.
Thank God it wasn't buy one, get one free with my cat.
Are they in the crazy kitten stage still where they like attack things?
Yes. And, like, yes.
They don't want to. Yeah, Marge is like 8, so she's pretty chill.
Yeah.
You guys, I had cats.
Yeah,
in high school, we got 2 as well. But from like, looked at the newspaper and there was an ad. It was like kittens, you know, and you go.
Kittens.
And they're like cheap. Or they're like, I feel like they're like $20 a cat.
Yeah.
And I went and I got 2 because everyone told me I should get 2. Brought them home. We've never had cats. Like, never had family cats. I remember my friend Bethany was with us and like she taught our cats to pee in the litter box, which I didn't know how you do this. But she literally like, I remember walked their feet, like set them in it. And wouldn't let the, and then like.
I thought it was just instinctual.
They told us at the Humane Society that their mom teaches them too.
Who knows?
But I don't know.
But it was like, she literally, I remember she's like, and then set them in the thing. And then like would wait a little bit. And then like a few minutes later, if they crawled out, like set them back in. And eventually they like peed. I don't know. I thought it was miraculous because we'd only had family dogs and that potty training dogs takes a while. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're smart, except for my cat now makes me take her to the litter box every day.
Yeah.
Because she is...
protesting?
Yeah. Her cone.
And then I will just say that when they were in the crazy kitten stage, I had a room upstairs that didn't have a door because it was like the only room upstairs.
Yeah.
And they would come up and like come onto my bed because they're night creatures and like
nocturnal.
Yeah.
Night creatures.
Claw at my face and stuff. And then I remember like at one point, because I couldn't keep them out. You know, like I didn't have a door to shut and they ripped up under my mattress, whatever. And I remember, this is bad. I love animals. Like, but I like picked one up at one night in the middle of the night and just like, lightly tossed it. Like,
did you though?
Lightly tossed it.
I mean, it's fine, but yeah.
Lightly tossed it where? Like down the stairs?
On the carpet. No, just like, get off my bed. And then I was like, I need to calm down. Anyways.
Didn't one of them die?
Yes, one is still alive. One is named Kanye, which was back when Kanye was not such an idiot. I'm really glad I don't have the cat right now because I would be embarrassed to have my cat.
Does your mom have the other cat?
No, our old neighbors ended up taking it and it lives like a glorious life.
Oh, good.
It's declawed, which I know is also controversial.
Yeah, but, it's real mean.
But get this. This cat is now an outdoor cat and kills motherfuckers like it's nobody's business.
Wow. Yeah.
Without claws. Like comes home with like squirrels dead.
It's a badass cat.
Dang. I know. It uses only its mouth, which is epic. Like, I just can't even believe it.
Yeah. I think Marge would die out in the wild.
Yeah.
Kanye wanted to be out so bad.
Yeah. Some cats do.
So, yeah, Marge, she would be so sad.
She would
just be, like, miserable.
Yeah, she would hide in a bush.
I just put my cats in my garden, so it's like the kitten play pen.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all closed, and they just have a heyday.
Yeah. If I had, like, a backyard that was like fenced in or something. I've put her on a cat leash before. She doesn't like
paralyzed?
It. Yeah, just flat.
Yeah. I so badly wanted to take Kanye on a walk.
Yeah, but.
And it didn't work. Yeah, RIP Figaro.
Oh.
May you rest in peace. Anyways,
cats. So should we talk about what we all did last night?
Yes. And I think so. I bet some of our listeners did this as well.
Yeah.
We watched The Wicked Halloween Special.
Yes.
15 fucking years. Can you believe it? That's
yes, old. Since they opened. And then today, Kristen Chenoweth posted this, like, precious photo of them, like, on opening day back then. And it just made me happy. So, and also, it's been 15 years running on Broadway. Like, it's still in New York running.
Yeah.
Which is epic. I don't know. I'm sure, like, Lion King has probably surpassed that.
Cats.
And Cats. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Cats isn't running right now.
Oh, is it not anymore? No. It was the longest running show on Broadway.
I'm going to look.
I don't know much about any of that.
Oh. But you like Wicked. So how did you get into Wicked?
Because I love Wizard of Oz. And then my grandma bought me tickets and gave me the book. So I read the book and went and saw the show.
Yeah.
When I was little. Not little, but young. Yeah. And then I just went again last year and like died.
So did you go to Grand Rapids and see it?
Yeah.
So... there's 10 shows on this list of the longest running. I'm assuming it's starting from shortest to longest. Wicked.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast. Mamma Mia. Oh, Calcutta. A Chorus Line.
Yeah.
Les Miserables. Cats. The Lion King. Chicago. And The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
The fun. But yeah, it was so special. It made me like hope that someday the Broadway shows I love right now, like Hamilton, will have like a 15-year reunion or something special like that.
I feel like... But I don't know. I feel like Wicked, like, really touched a lot of... I'm not saying Hamilton didn't, but, like, mm-hmm. in the popular
yes.
sense. Yeah. You know?
I think it's, like, one of the first musicals that was, like, modernized. Like, it yeah. was, like, a modern musical. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, Rent was, too. Like, I don't know. Its music is not, like, very... Like, it's... Oh, let me try
like
to find my words.
Poppy.
Yeah, like there, and a yeah, lot of people okay. like it and yes. like listen to it. Even
yeah,
if they're
yeah.
Not
there's like
into
old
musicals.
Women all over the place at them, and then like young kids who just yeah. love The Wizard of Oz. I don't know.
Yeah, it made me. And those women at the end.
Yeah, yes. did you read the book?
Yes.
I didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't read it. I have it though.
It's just see the musical again.
I forget yeah. the story, so I would like to. Like I remember who some of them.
I
are.
I heard the book yeah. is kind of dark compared to the mm-hmm. musical.
Yeah.
Like,
and I want to touch on to our listeners and a couple of patrons who have told us to listen to the last 5 years because today, the musical, the last 5 years, I was listening to it and I was like, why do I like this guy's voice so much? Like, it just like, I just really love it. And then I looked at his name and it's the guy who is the original Fiero. And I think I had my first sexual awakening to the song As Long As You're Mine.
Dude, yeah. And just that, like, see, like, I remember seeing it live, and they're, like, on their knees, and they're, like,
yes.
and then they, oh.
Can you imagine singing that much, like, belting that close to someone's face? Because that's
I do it every night true. To John. Right before we go to bed.
Baby, I'm brave. But, like, I was texting Bree today, and I was just so thankful that she exists, because I feel like no one else would fully understand, like, I was listening to As Long As You're Mine on repeat while driving, singing both parts. My voice is slightly hoarse right now because I don't know how to use vocal cords. But, like, that, his voice, like, I was like, I feel, like, turned on by this song, by
yeah.
his voice.
Yeah. It's super
and then,
sexy.
And then Brie responds with, maybe I'm brainless, which is, like, one of the lines. And I was like, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's also that, the voice, so no wonder I like the songs, is my point.
And then I responded with another musical
you did.
Lyric, because Abby was like, I just had a revelation about it being Fiero, and, like, what she just explained. And then I said, I want a revolution, not a revelation.
Shake from Hamilton.
Yeah, but I realized I spelled revolution wrong later on.
Oh, dang. I didn't even need the story.
You know when you, like, try and say something and then you, like, fuck it up in text? God damn it. But, yeah, I mean, what did everyone think of it, though? I thought it was great, but also you can definitely tell that the two leads, like, don't sing
yes.
professionally.
Agree.
Like, every day anymore.
She's on tour mm-hmm. right now, though, Idina Menzel.
I thought she was struggling.
Well, I thought so, too.
I think, I mean...
Or maybe she was really nervous or emotional.
I think singing Could that be. Song, I bet she... Like, when she was singing that for the album and when she was in the cast, you're exercising your voice for that range.
True.
And I feel like Defying Gravity is another level of, like...
Right.
Right, that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, so I think she's probably just out of practice of belting at that...
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like not, she just doesn't do, they used to do it every day.
Right.
You know, like
right.
I just don't think.
I thought Popular was cute though. Like the way she like,
yes.
yeah.
did whatever.
But I can imagine too, like doing that every day, like knowing your theater and like the people you work with or whatever. And then doing that on like an NBC special, like your
yeah.
adrenaline is probably,
yeah.
even though you're a performer, like this is a big deal. So like you could tell like, she got a little out of breath and stuff. And I think
yeah.
it's fine. I'm not
yeah, yeah.
judging them. It's just like, wow, you just don't have your voice forever, which is really sad to me.
Like, I also feel that in listening to cast recordings, though. Like, we're so programmed to hear the, like,
yes.
cast recording versus, mm-hmm. like, even when I just saw those musicals, I was like, oh, it doesn't sound like how...
Like, yeah,
like, the
true.
Perfect version. But I agree with you. And also 15 years. I wonder, yeah, like, what age does to your... vocal cords.
It's, I mean, it's something that you don't keep usually.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you can...
You don't see a 90-year-old woman being able to, like...
I mean, like,
right.
Barbara Streisand, like, recently...
Is a queen.
Well, yeah, but she, like, recently did a thing for Netflix, but she still has a beautiful voice, but it is nothing like what she sounds like
yeah.
when she was in Funny Girl. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and you drop an octave, and you don't hold things as long, and it's just... It's just an instrument that goes
yeah.
away.
It makes sense.
I mean, you think about your grandmother's voice when
yeah.
she talks to you. It's
yeah.
vocal cords, you know?
Dude, also, Adam Lambert, I was thinking it was going to be original.
I did not know.
Yeah, he was in the show. I think he was, I don't know if he was immediately following the original guy, but he was like very early on. Or if he was in the Chicago.
Was he Fierro?
Yeah, he was Fierro. I don't know if he was in the Chicago one. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up. But what I thought was cool is Jennifer Laura Thompson, who is in Dear Evan Hansen, who I've seen twice. I forgot she was the first Glinda to replace Kristen Chenoweth. Like she was right afterwards. And she was there because they had all of the versions of them. And I got really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. I liked it because it reminded me of like an old-time TV special.
Yes. Yes.
Like it was just an hour long. There was hokey jokes,
yeah.
little like facts. And, and I was like, oh my God, I want more TV specials.
Yeah, and I loved their costumes, super sparkly.
Yep, and that everyone was watching.
Yeah, wanted to wear a sparkly dress afterwards.
Yep, yep. You did say that.
I don't know. Yeah, like TV specials are fun.
Yeah, I like the live ones they do around Christmas. And you watch like A Christmas Carol live.
Yes.
They're cheesy, but they're sort of entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that like the rest of the world is probably, or not rep, but some people are watching it also. So it feels like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just like it.
Also, it was tiny. Like there weren't that many people in there.
No, I was jealous. Also, they filmed it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it wasn't live. Oh.
No, it wasn't live.
Got it.
And also, our listener, Kristen, who has been on the show, told me that, and this is for any of you who care about weird pop culture, celebrity things, which I don't know if this is either of you, but Ariana Grande, who I love, her and Pete Davidson were engaged, and now they're broken up.
Yeah.
If you noticed, she had a Band-Aid on her ring finger because they had gotten tattoos on the ring finger, and she got it lasered off. So that was filmed, like, a day after they broke up, which props to her for, like, being there and killing it. But,
yeah. I didn't see that.
Don't get a tattoo.
I did see the Band-Aid, but why would you get a tattoo?
They were they went from, like, 0 to 100 really fast, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
Yes. They just started dating in like April or something.
Yeah, and it like took
something
off.
Crazy.
They were in love. She wrote a song. It's on her new album. And now they're broken up.
Yep. I feel like, you know, if you're in Hollywood or in the music industry, you should just know that you're going to get a divorce.
It was a really good publicity stunt, if that's what it was. But I don't think it was. But
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's only a couple that have lasted, and that's Tom Hanks, because he is pure gold.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker, and I hope Dax and Kristen Bell.
Yep.
But, like, who else can you think? Goldie Hawn, I think they finally got a divorce, didn't they?
No, I
think they're still together.
They're still together.
You both look at me, and I'm freaking clueless.
Jeannie, who
else? Hasn't picked up a People magazine since 2001.
But, like, that's not that many people.
No. Oh, wait, I have a good...
Lynn.
Oh,
he's so married.
And she's not really in Hollywood.
Yeah,
so I feel, she's wonderful. Okay, I have a quick change of topic because I think everyone listening deserves to know. You guys, I found on Instagram this weekend that Orlando Bloom has an Instagram, and I sent it to Brie. What has changed?
What happened?
Okay, well, so he like posted something on a story and I immediately sent it to Abby and it wasn't even that cool. And she's like, oh geez. But it like made me like,
you said feel, jello.
Like feel those feelings of like, he's real again. You know, like I went right back to like, he posted this like an hour ago and I felt like close to him somehow, even though it's the internet. And then I was like, I should like respond to his story. And then I was like, no, I can't put myself in the line of rejection and like not getting a response back. And then even today I was checking and a thing like pulled up. It was like a quote and it was like a quote from Buddhism. I don't think from Buddha, but something or other. And I just flashed back to like reading about him, how like Orlando Bloom is like a practicing Buddhist and like all these facts I had memorized about him. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was so upset.
I feel like you used to go to that website every day and check on things and facts. But then there's a period of time where you just accepted, like, I'll probably never meet him. But now he's back.
But now he's back in my life. And I don't know what to do with that information.
And he hasn't been in a lot of things in a while.
No. And so I really do feel like we could connect at some point. He's not uber famous. No,
he has like 12 million followers. Yeah. Bree's like, I think it's possible.
I remember when he got engaged to Kate Bosworth and then they did not get married. Actually, I don't even know if they really got engaged or if it was just one of those like tabloid things. Mm-hmm. I went in the basement and cried and like wrote in my journal about like my mom doesn't get it. Like nobody gets how heartbroken I am. That's fucked up. It's like stalkerish.
I mean like Did you have a celebrity crush like that?
Yeah, it was Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, that was also definitely mine.
Wasn't it like, I feel like it's weird. They were painful crushes. Like, because it was just like, you're like, no, I'm perfect for you.
Yeah.
You just don't know it.
Why don't you see that?
What's wrong? It's you liked the eyeliner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think of him now?
No, there was something that happened and I was like, oh, fuck him. Like, what even? Well,
there was the allegations that he beat his wife.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. But I know, I think I was more for just like actual Captain Jack Sparrow.
I think me too. Yes. I had like a cutout like from the movie. Uh-huh. And I remember like, I had my blow dryer next to it and I would blow dry my hair every morning next to it. Like, the mirror was also right there, so I'd swing him in and blow dry my hair with Johnny.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like,
it really does.
Oh, I should hang up a poster in here of Orlando
Just
Bloom.
Just put him in one of those empty frames.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Why not? Why don't we hang our old loves?
Our old relationships. We were in a serious relationship. And then I wonder, like, what do you think I'm funny? Or what do you think I'm, like, batshit crazy? Like,
I'm telling you, the next bonus episode has to be your fan fiction.
Yeah.
And then we will put it out into the world for everyone to, like, tweet it and Instagram it to.
And then maybe I'll meet him on the Ellen show, him or Mark
Ruffalo. Yeah, Ellen will connect you guys because she'll be like, oh, this
would
be
funny. I'm telling you, like, I don't think I could go through with it. I think I would weep, like... I like don't think I could form sentences, and I think I'd just be like,
eh, like those, those girls when they get surprised like that never do form sentences.
True.
No.
Ellen, and it's just that much better. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You need to read fan fiction, and I will write to Ellen. Like, my best friend is obsessed. Like, and then.
But I'm almost 30. She'd be like, your best friend needs to get a life.
No, I think Ellen would love this shit. And I don't think she's friends with Orlando Bloom, though. Like, he's not really been on the show. Maybe Mark Ruffalo's a better... And you had that manifestation dream. That
I did. I had a dream that Ellen... Who was on? I was like really good friends with Ellen, and then I went on her show, and Mark Ruffalo and I were dating, and like everyone was super jealous of our relationship, like because we were like so in love. And I told Abby about it like the next day, and she was like, "We need to tell Ellen this so you can meet Mark Ruffalo." But
we have, you know, like maybe 300 listeners.
Yeah, just all tweet at Ellen or
this episode.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to go out there. Maybe Orlando Bloom can just come to my house.
Oh, come on. What if she's like, oh, you and your co-host can just have free tickets to the show? We'd be like, oh, great. That's a half win. And I'd be secretly like, oh, we're fucking gonna, she's gonna do something.
Yes.
I like it.
All right. I'm gonna manifest it.
Yeah. But then, like, what's the point of living after that once you've, once you've met the man of your dreams?
And he never contacts you again.
And he never contacts you again. It's like the ultimate ghosting.
Yeah.
That's sad to
think
about.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah. You know?
Just do it.
You only have one life to live.
Yeah.
YOLO.
YOLO.
I love it. Let's try it. Should we... First of all, really, last question. Halloween was last week. But were you anything for Halloween, Jeannie?
No. And every year I say...
No.
I need to be something.
And you weren't.
And then I'm like, I'm going to be so prepared. I am going to nail it down 2 months before... Nothing. Last year I was a high school sub in a special ed classroom last year, and the morning of I was like, nah, I'm not gonna wear anything. And then I found my calculus, my math leggings, and my cat shirt that I have on.
Yes.
And I wore those two together and I went as Cat-culus and regretted it about 40 minutes into the school day, realized I didn't bring another outfit. Got sweaty all day when I was walking through the hallways and people asked what I was.
And you were like, and you were like, I am never doing Halloween again.
Exactly.
I'm never participating.
We talked about that in high school, is that when you wear an outfit you don't like, you're stuck in it.
Yes, all day.
Yeah, all day.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Bree, what were you?
I was Sarah from Hocus Pocus, the Sanderson sister.
It was epic.
Yeah, we'll post a photo.
Yeah, we will have.
Oh, we will have. Yeah, I guess.
And then I was...
You all saw it.
Last minute Tanya Harding, which was an epic put together by a bunch of friends that gave me the idea.
Yeah, it was
great. You
know,
it's a good idea when you go to your house to change out of the costume you're in.
Yeah, you know
something
it's...
Something else.
So, which you're now wearing your original costume. You've been wearing that like every day.
It's very comfortable.
This NASCAR shirt. I love it.
So, all right. Well, shall we take a break and then get into the episode?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We'll see you soon. Welcome back.
Welcome.
We are going to ask our...
I almost said our host.
Our scrubbing in attending, Dr. Jeannie, some questions about Grey's. Question one, Brie, go.
When did you first start watching Grey's?
This summer.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So
tell me more.
Rachel, who came on the show, I don't know when she even recorded her podcast, but she like put it on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She put it on social media that she was like co-hosting. And so I was like, I guess I'll listen to it. And then it was really funny. And I was like, I should really watch that show. Then I can listen to what they're talking about. Because I was such a hater for a long time.
So your first episode was when I had explosive diarrhea?
Yes. Perfect. And I was like, I want to listen to the show more.
Yeah. So are you just listening along with the podcast or are you like ahead?
No, I actually just caught up on Sunday night.
Shit, dude. Did the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you did work.
Yeah. But every time I was sitting at my computer, I would have my computer in front of me and my phone playing Grey's next to me.
So like spoiler alerts are not a thing for you because you already.
Okay. Right.
Cool.
Yeah. What if we had to like be quiet about Derek dying?
That would suck because we mention it every time we talk about a spoiler alert.
Yes.
Or George getting hit by a bus.
So did we spoil things like that for you?
No, like snippets, but I was like, it doesn't really affect me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, these will be fun to ask. Okay, so you got into it this summer. Who's your favorite character?
I really like George.
I love
He's
that.
Just a little derpy human.
Mm-hmm. This is a good George episode.
He's so cute.
Too.
Yeah. I don't really like him in this episode, to be honest, but.
Oh.
I have pity for him in this episode. Like, I just.
Yeah, I have that, but.
I love that you love
But he this. Looks good in this episode.
He does.
Yeah.
He does look
yeah.
good.
This is, right before he heads out, is really just his prime.
Yes.
How was the season 5 finale for you? Or 6 finale? Five? Five.
Five.
Five, yeah.
Which is what?
When he goes to the...
Yeah. Okay. Did not like it.
Yeah?
Like, bald. Yeah. I think that was one of the only episodes where I, like, bald.
It catches you off guard.
Yes.
You don't expect it.
I just did not...
Oh.
Yeah.
We saw a good couple's Halloween costume, and it was George in a bus.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, which is good. Who is your favorite relationship?
So I was thinking about this, and I think it's Mark and Callie.
Mm.
Oh. Like, I love their friendship.
That's a really good answer. I mean,
that is what I aim to have friendships like, is kind of like that. Without, like... Well, the sex.
Why not?
Like the random sex and then a child.
Why not have pretty boy sex?
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just starting to become pretty good friends in these episodes that we're watching.
Yeah, I feel like the next few seasons I love, like with all the stuff that happens with them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why when he dies.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. What's like the most, I think you might have answered this unless you have a different answer, like saddest episode or like death that affected you the most?
Yeah, I would say it was George.
Okay.
I just did not see it coming.
Especially the way it happens.
Yeah, yeah. It was nuts. But with Derek dying, I told you this earlier, Abby, but I was like waiting and waiting for him to die.
Oh, yeah.
Because I knew that he was going to die. So like I thought the shooting episode he was going to die. And then like other times I thought he was going to die. And then when he did die, I was like, what? That's how they're going to like do off with him? But okay, whatever.
He survives the shooting, but
yes. The shooting one would have been such a more like respectable death.
Right.
I feel like because he like was being operated on and had all these, instead of just like, you died of the thing that you can't, like that you fix, which is just, I feel like Shonda was pissed.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I agree.
Think so too.
Do you have like an unpopular opinion about Grey's?
Yeah, I don't like Amelia.
Oh,
I don't know if that's
either.
Unpopular, but I just don't
care
for her.
Yeah.
She just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say,
did you watch Private Practice?
No. Okay. No.
I think that if you divided the population of those who like Amelia and who don't, the people that do watched Private Practice.
To be fair, I watched Private Practice and I still could take or leave Amelia.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
I liked her more in the beginning when she first got on Grey's, but like, now I don't know how I feel.
She just seems like kind of one of those complainy characters to me. And like life is happening to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even more life happened to Meredith. And she is like getting through.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Agree.
And then, what's least favorite character?
I don't know. You know who I didn't like was that Penny who...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like her.
Designed to unlike her in the show.
Yeah. I mean, don't like Han, but also do like Han.
I am having mixed feelings about Han.
Yeah.
Really?
I still
just don't like her.
No.
I like the points she makes, but I don't like how she makes them.
Yeah.
But I feel like all of the things that she says, even in this episode and other ones, are so like... I like what she has to say and that she's like this strong woman, but she's just a dick about it also.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the first episode that I've watched twice now. So then I went back and watched it today and I was like, I don't know. I kind of agree with what she says.
Yeah.
But also she is a bitch. So.
True. I just want to know, like, how do you feel about Meredith and Derek? Do you like them together?
Yeah, I like them together.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. they're not like the big
relationship. Yeah. The show needs the relationship.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yeah.
And when you said how you found the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other things you want to say about Grace before the episode?
No, I think it's good. I was such a hater for a long time. I watched House and always hated on the...
Oh, the Grays.
On the Grays show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... one night I watched the bomb episode and then I was like, hey, yeah, that show's kind of stupid and very dramatic, which it is very dramatic, but yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And so now are you watching, not live probably, but like, are you watching the newest episodes when they come out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you even made it through like the shit seasons.
Yes.
Like 12, 13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the ones where it's like, ooh, this is very bad. Yeah, like,
I'm all caught up now, BT dubs.
I have one episode I need to
catch up. Oh, I'm ahead of you?
Yeah. I didn't, I watched This Is Us instead.
Can you stop? I can hear her like I just.
Marge. Stop. The thing is, she's not even licking herself. She's licking the cone, but she thinks she's licking herself.
Oh, no.
Oh, Marge.
I know.
First of all, I just have to admit to listeners, I don't have notes, but both of you stared at me, but
you need to wear the cone of shame.
And I don't know if it's because I wasn't worried about writing things down or if this was just a really good episode or if my frame of mind today had an effect on it, but like, I really loved this episode and like was really invested in it and feel like I have more thoughts than when I try to take notes.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Do you want to do the opening monologue?
Yes, I feel like it seemed long. It is kind of long.
Whoa, holy shit. Should we popcorn?
What? Oh my God, wait, I wish, but I don't want to pass this around.
I can put it on my phone. Marge,
get it on your phone, and then I'll start it, and you can do the second half. I'll popcorn you in
should
and out.
Should we take a quick
break? Let's take a quick break for Marge. Okay, here is the monologue. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. At least that's what they say. He created the birds of the air and the beasts of the field, and he looked at his creation and he saw that it was good. And then God created man, and it's been downhill ever since. The story goes on to say that God created man in his own image, but there's not much proof of that. After all, God made the sun and the moon and the stars, and all man makes is trouble. When man finds himself in trouble, which is most of the time, he turns to something bigger than himself. To love or faith or religion to make sense of it all. But for a surgeon, the only thing that makes any kind of sense is medicine. Popcorn brie.
As doctors, we know more about the human body now than at any point in our history. But the miracle of life itself, why people live and die, why they hurt or get hurt is still a mystery. We want to know the reason, the secret, the answer at the bottom of the book. Nope, at the back of the book.
Popcorn.
Because the thought of our being all alone down here is just too much for us to bear. But at the end of the day, the fact that we show up for each other in spite of our differences, no matter what we believe, is reason enough to keep believing. Miranda Bailey. So my first note is this Bailey's first opening monologue?
I feel like... Well, Chief did one, and I feel like she did one other.
Did she?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But I First of all, if I had a first note, it would be that I fucking love this monologue.
Yes.
Especially the beginning when it's like, and then God created man. And it's been downhill ever since.
I love that.
I was like, fuck yeah, Miranda Bailey. What was your first note, Jeannie?
Yeah, it was LOL at Bailey's sarcastic tone.
Yeah. And it's like nature, birds. It looks like the beginning of a National Geographic show.
And then it's Mark and Derek walking up a hill.
Yeah.
Which I want to just say that like this... So it felt like the monologue went for a really long time. That or because I wasn't worried about writing things down, I was actually paying attention while watching it, listening to it, driving. And like... there was so much good stuff happening in it. Like, I love Mark. It was like she would talk and then something would happen and she would keep talking. It just seemed really long to me.
Yeah.
Like, it was happening throughout the scene with Mark and Derek and for Meredith making breakfast. It was still going.
Yeah.
Like,
does that usually happen?
No, it doesn't feel like it's not a B-roll normally, I feel like. And there's just a lot of pauses and whatever. I just want to say, let's just talk about Mark and Derek walking through the woods.
Yeah.
Are you a Mark or are you a Derek?
I'm definitely a Mark, where I'm like, not that I have $300 pairs of shoes on, but I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Why are we in nature?
Yeah. Why couldn't we have driven?
Yeah. And then he's like, what do you think of it? And he's like, what did he think he was talking about? And he's like... And he's like, what? He's like, the view. And like, shows him, it's that like B-roll of his shoe in the mud.
Yeah.
Like, I just loved it. And I like that they're friends again. And I like that.
Are you a Derek or a Mark?
I think I want to be a Derek, but I'm a Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
I'd be like, there's fucking bugs.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. But I love that Mark is saying that he went on a date with Erica. But really, it was, and then he's like, fails to mention until like at the end, he's like, and Callie, which is a great foreshadowing of just everything that happens.
I did laugh. I wrote LOL Derek, haha. I think it's when he's like talking about the view and is like, like he does some like.
Yeah, he making a noise.
Yeah, and did he like done?
Yeah. Yeah. He also made the quote of, he's like, why can't it be about the journey instead of just the destination?
Yes.
And I was like, cheesy.
Why don't you just put that over your fridge? You know, like stencil it on the wall. Why the fridge?
Because that's where, I don't know.
Also, Izzy is me in the morning. Like, are you getting up?
No.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. That is absolutely me every single morning.
I had that this morning. Have you ever had one of those mornings where you wake up and you forget, like, what you're supposed to do? Like... I think it's because my day was, like, a little bit unknown today. I wasn't sure what I, like, where I was going, what I was doing. But, like, I woke up and I was like... Why is my alarm going off? Like, it's earlier than normal. Like, why did I do that? It, like, took me a long time. Like, okay, I set it so I could go do this so that I could call my mom. And, like, it just took me forever. And I just said to Jake, I was like, are you working? And also, he's not working right now. So it's very confusing, like, what any of us are doing. It was a weird morning. I felt like I had amnesia from the night before, which I didn't drink or do anything. It was just strange.
I have a question about substitute teaching.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you know that you're going to, like, do you, like, just confirm the night before?
So I am kind of a different case because I sub so much and I'm, like, I have a lot more common sense than most of the substitute teachers.
Yeah.
So they will, like, call me and let me know in advance. Like, it's usually, like, weeks before.
Oh, okay.
So I get a lot of, like, the, I'm going to be out of town and blah, blah, blah. Or, like, I do get, like, early day before, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon instead of, like, 5 a.m. But most people just get calls in the morning at like in between five and six,
and they have to say whether they can do it or
not. You just like, it's just a recording and you just like hit two for yes and three for no if you want to take the job.
What's the best substitution, like high school, middle, or like
I love high school. High school.
Do you ever want to teach, or are you just like...
Yeah, I'm also in school to be a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Very part-time. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Okay.
She'll be the best.
Maybe. Yeah, you'll get there when you get there.
Yeah.
But that's good that you're subbing, so you know, like, you actually... Because I feel like subbing sucks. Like, kids can be really shitty.
Oh,
so if you still want to teach after having really shitty...
Are you, like, a famous sub, though, because they all know you?
Yeah,
Remember those? I remember those subs that were, like, they, like...
And they all follow me on Instagram, and, like... When I see them in public, it's my first name. It's not Miss Sherman, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's fun.
I'm
going to
call you Miss Sherman the rest of the
time. Yeah, that's fine. I'll probably respond.
Are you an
Izzy in the morning?
Izzy in the morning, or are you a morning person?
No, I'm not a morning person, but I am just a get up and let's just get this shit over with.
Yeah. I am like a set my alarm every single day at 7 a.m. and hit snooze until 7:40 every day. I'm like, today's the day I'm going to get up at 7 for the past years of my life. And I just never get out of bed. And you know, like if I would set my alarm for 7:40, I wouldn't snooze. Like I would know like, oh, I have to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And like, but it's become so habitual. Like I'm going to have 40 minutes of weird sleep time. I don't know.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm an 8:05 and an 8:10.
Yeah.
And at 8:05, that means I grab my phone and I start looking at it, which is very unhealthy for my mental state. I know it's bad.
Yeah.
But like, that's when I like look at things.
And then at 8:10, do you like get up?
Then 8:10, I get up. And then I also have one for when I need to be leaving the house because I go work out. So I have an 8:45 one that's like, if you aren't out the door, then you're late.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah.
I usually wake up 5 or 10 minutes before my alarm goes off due to anxiety.
I'm up.
Don't you think
like, I think morning routines are just so like, I wish I could just observe people's. It would be such a fun study. Cause like mine is not, you know, there's some people who make lemon water and they do this and they drink this. Like mine is like, I look at my phone for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, which is not healthy. Sometimes wait, this is very personal, but I love it. Like, I'll be looking at my phone and be like, shit, I could have been trying to poop instead of like, still looking at my phone.
Yep.
But then I go do that. And then I like make my little pre-workout. And on the way out the door to go work out, I eat a cookie. Like every day I grab like a huge Meyer chocolate chip cookie and eat it in the car. It's like my habitual thing.
I don't know if it was you and me that we were talking about this, but everyone has their like routine, like you were saying, like even if your routine is rushing around your apartment, and that is my routine. Like I'm going to give myself like just enough time to feel pretty frantic where it's like, I'll get up and I'll like go put the coffee on in time for me to either shower or decide I don't have enough time to shower. So I'll put dry shampoo in my hair.
Which doesn't sometimes take just as much time as showering.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, just enough time to like not be able to think that much about what I'm going to wear today because I have to just put something on and deal with it. Whereas like John will wake up, he has to be to work, I don't know, at like 5, he has to be to work by 6 and he gets up at 4:30 so he can like drink a cup of coffee.
So
and
he
like,
has a morning.
Yeah, he has a morning where I'm
you're dead sleeping, he is living a morning. Does he make breakfast?
No, he doesn't eat much for breakfast.
So he has coffee.
Yeah.
But like read something?
Yeah. And we'll like, or be on his phone and like sit in the chair or whatever and drink coffee where I take my coffee to go and like.
Wow. That's a beautiful study.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
No, only when I'm very anxious about something will I get up and have like a morning where I do something like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, I'm up. I guess I can putz. Fart around.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a putzer in the morning. I was telling Abby, like, I need to like start exercising regularly again. And I keep trying to do it in the morning, but I'm not a morning person. So I'm pairing two things I hate together, which is stupid. Like, it's not going to be successful. But I was talking to my sister about it and she said, there's actually studies done about like, with like your circadian rhythm and stuff. Like there are certain people who actually are not supposed to be morning people.
Oh,
where like I thrive at night. I feel like I am most myself.
Nice.
and like super energetic. I've had like, I worked in a bar and I like would work late. And I don't know that I'm ever going to be a morning person. And I really want to be, but I don't know how.
Hmm. I don't know what I am. Is there such thing as a medium person?
A midday?
Yeah, I'm a midday. 3 p.m. is my
prime
time.
Yeah. I don't know. Just interesting to think that like maybe as much as you try, you're just not ever going to be a morning person.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Izzy.
She doesn't want to get it.
Yeah.
But I just like this whole series because, there's Alex in Izzy's room being like, you're going to be late. And he's being all cute. And, like, I like them. They're friends again. And there's just so much. Oh, okay. Can we talk about what could you possibly make with avocado, eggs, mushroom, or whatever that smells bad? How could eggs smell bad?
I think eggs smell bad sometimes.
So I lived with a boy. It was horrible.
The end.
But he used to force feed himself eggs and he hated the way that they tasted. So he would like put them in the same pan every morning and burn them until they were black. And then put red pepper and hot sauce all over them. And to get to our bathroom, I had to walk through the kitchen. And he would make the eggs while I was in the shower, and I would walk out of the shower and walk into just the stench of a horrible burnt eggs. Nasty.
Why would he force himself to eat eggs?
Oh, and then all he ate was ground beef and chicken as well. He was like bodybuilding.
Oh
God.
Lame.
Yeah, it was weird. Weird time.
Weird time in your life.
Yes.
I had a roommate once who had like a lot of food sensitivities. So he like wouldn't eat normal breakfast food. Like he would make peas and carrots and chicken for breakfast. Oh. But one morning I woke up and there was just every single drawer and cupboard was open in the kitchen and then raw chicken on the counter. Oh. And I was like, that's it. And I took photos of everything and I sent it to him and I was like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, it is. It's for sure is.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So yeah, I guess eggs can smell bad if you're like, or if you think of like hard-boiled eggs don't smell good.
That's
they
true.
Smell farty.
True. It just from far away, George was like being so dramatic.
Yeah.
He was like hiding under the blankets and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't know what.
Could also, why were they sleeping next to each other?
She was on the couch, Lexi, and he was on the ground.
What?
I like the start of their friendship too.
No, I do too.
I do too, but I don't remember what happened in the previous.
They danced it out.
But why was he in the living room? Why didn't he go to his bedroom?
George doesn't have a room there since he got married to Callie.
Oh, yeah. And he was staying with Izzy, and now he's not. Okay.
Right. Yep. I just love that he was like, no, don't go. And he was like, don't open the door. Also, really love Lexi's, like, she's afraid of, like, disappointing someone. And so she eats the egg. She doesn't know how to say no.
Yes.
Like, it has hives.
Yeah, I need some
epinephrine.
Yeah.
Epinephrine.
Yeah. Wait, there's a line that I love. Let me find it.
Yeah, you guys have to lead the direction because I don't have notes in front of me.
When George asked her like why she ate eggs and she was like, I have an alcoholic father, and then she said, I'm codependent, my throat is closing up, which I thought was so funny because I don't know, I've read a lot of books on being codependent and just her like eating these eggs because like her sister
and she just wants to please her. And like, also when she said that there was like a noise she made that was like and I thought that was great. Also, I didn't know you could get hives so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
I think it's usually pretty fast.
Okay, so I feel like if we do a shotgun workup, it's Little Tuck. Which, what is his real name?
Tuck.
William, right? William George?
Oh,
yeah,
I think Will?
Not,
yeah.
It's not Tucker, which is so confusing.
Where does that even come from?
But they call him Tuck.
Right, which is her husband's name. So we have Elizabeth Archer, the coronary artery dissection, who's the healer. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to hear your thoughts on the healer.
Same.
And then we have William George Bailey Jones.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
What a name.
Cool name.
Yeah.
Who has a list of problems.
Yeah.
And that's it, which is why I think I like this episode so much. It wasn't confusing.
Yeah.
There was like two patients.
Two storylines.
Yeah, and everyone was involved, and I just really freaking liked it. So, and then I feel like, what do we want to talk about first, actually?
Should we just talk about the healer, get it out of the way?
Yeah. Okay, I always loved this episode because I think I like loved the mystic around her.
Bree,
give me your thoughts.
Oh, I thought she was great. I mean, she was obviously, I mean, they were doing like chakra work. I wondered if they were doing some kind of like Reiki or something because they were doing like healing hand stuff. I love her friends who walked in and like said that like, you know, Karev was very dark or whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
And like, but they were like, you're not like a dark person. Your throat chakra is just blocked. And I was like, like all of that stuff is like very, I didn't feel like they were, I felt like they were kind of trying to like, a little bit be like, oh, energetic healing is like kind of hooky, but then like flipped it a bit and like made it something that like all of these patients Let me start over. When Bailey says, like, I am a person of faith and I know that medicine heals, not like energetic mm-hmm. healing, but why do I want her to like come help Tuck or whatever? I thought that was like a really great way to say it.
She says, well, it can't hurt.
Exactly.
Which I freaking love that. It reminded me of the last time like faith that was brought up was in that episode with Burke. Remember? And he like has that whole like with his friend, isn't it? The violin or the musician guy. Yep. I think it's in that episode. But then this one, I like that it was faith in a way that isn't religion. Like they brought it in another way, which was really special. Although there was religion with like George's mom and stuff.
Yep. I also love too that Karev comes back and he brings Izzy in.
Oh, yeah. That was such a struggle.
Like number one to like lift Izzy up. But number two, like he speaks to their, like to these women and is like, she's yellow. Right. Yeah. You know, like, you know, obviously he doesn't see people in colors. He doesn't see aura or whatever, but like he gets it and he speaks to it. And I thought Han was a dick. Like she is so black and white, like couldn't even, work with this woman. And you know, just, I thought it was a good way to like show how each character deals with like faith and like mystical things.
Yeah.
You know,
I just loved when Alex brought Izzy in and was like, like you said, building Izzy up and how he like tries to be nonchalant. Like, oh, she's yellow. She's positive. She's everything I'm not. And which I don't think is necessarily true. But the fact that he like sees her that way and...
And then they were like, she definitely makes you lighter.
Yes. And he was like, shut up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
I know, that's what I wrote. Yeah.
Yeah, like, for the season finale, or just the next season, I guess I should say. But
did you have any notes or anything on the healer?
I just said that Izzy just lit up when Karev said that about her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what those women needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
that's all I really had.
And we'll talk about this when we talk about Tuck, but this was with the healer when she's, when she makes them all hold hands.
Yes.
And she says the energy in here is not healing.
I love
that. That's when I got real teary. And that song that was playing, I got it.
All that.
It's Cademan's Call, 10,000 Angels. It's a song that I had downloaded like on LimeWire, which must have been when I watched, like I remember that was a song I had. Which Cademan's Call, if I remember, is a Christian band, interestingly enough.
Oh.
So I think they like faith, you know?
Yeah. Also, is that woman is in something.
Yes.
And do you know what it is? Is it Mr. Holland's Opus?
Okay, I don't know, but she is definitely in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Saw that.
Yes, I have, with Lindsay Lohan.
But I don't know what else she's in.
Okay, she's in a lot of things. She's in Men in Parks and Rec. What did you think? Brie? She's been in Law and Order for
Mr.
Sure.
Holland's Opus?
I don't.
I thought maybe it was The Mom. I don't think it is.
On Golden Pond. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. I don't see Mr. Holland's Opus.
But she was also in SVU.
Oh, she is in it. You're right.
She's the mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. That, like, you know those movies that just, like, were part of your childhood?
Yes.
And then without even, like, thinking, you recognize someone from it? I thought, I really liked that storyline. I also, we didn't say the name of this episode is called Lay Your Hands on Me, is really great. Mm-hmm. And I am not obviously, but I don't know if I've talked about it much on here, but I... like do energy work and I have like energy work done to me. And I just love that they had this little storyline in here.
Yeah.
And I feel like they didn't make her seem super fucking crazy.
No, which I appreciated. Right. Yeah. A little crazy that she just got up out of her bed and would find
them. Yeah.
Yes.
But other than that, like,
because too, at the end, she was like, I'm just asking you to do what works for me. And then if my healing doesn't work, I will have your surgery. Like, I'm not asking you to do anything except walk me through this surgery.
Right.
And I think that's fair.
Yeah, I really liked it. And like, I don't know, I just thought it was one of my favorites, like in how they didn't present her as insane, I guess.
Yeah.
They didn't call psych on her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. And I also loved her friends in there, just being by her with their like crystal necklaces and like healing hands. And
it was perfect.
So, fun little storyline.
Okay, Tuck.
Wait, quick question though. Did we ever find out, did she heal or did she go into surgery? We don't
know.
No, it ends with that she went into surgery.
Okay.
So, I feel like we should just talk about Tuck and that will lead into other things and then we can pick up the pieces at the end of other storylines.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know. It just like was really weird to watch because I feel like how they wrote it, which is probably on purpose, you don't know, like, it's not either of their fault, obviously. Like, nothing that happens when in kids' lives like that is anyone's fault. But, like, I didn't know who to, like, Bailey was being so accusatory, but, like, her husband was also being, like, not listening and whatever. And I just felt very torn. Like, I was like, yes. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about, like, when they initially came in and, like, all of that was happening. I don't know. This one just really, I just remember this one. Like, mm-hmm. I've probably seen it a bunch of times, but...
What are some of your
thoughts? I just felt very anxious about Tucker and Bailey the whole time. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like their energy, basically.
It was just, I
felt like there was like a knot in my throat the whole episode.
He never, like when he would move his hand when she went to grab it, that part's like, ugh.
Also, Bailey should not have been working on Tuck. I know at the end.
Agree.
Yeah, like afterwards, obviously she wasn't in the surgery or whatever, but like the initial like workup.
Yeah, no.
The chief should have pulled right away, like, Miranda, you're out of here.
Yeah. Like, which is why, like, as much as, well, Erica was a dick to the healer lady, like that's just whatever. But when she was a dick to Bailey, it was, I feel like someone like Han needed to say something.
Agree.
Or else like, and it was awful, and like I still don't know how I feel about Bailey at the end being like, if he's fine, then thank you, but if he's not, or just whatever, like I don't want to ever look.
It's
at you
okay
again.
If I never see you again. Or
yeah,
something.
I was like, like you would have done that to any other mom.
I
like,
know
what it was
because she's so like that, like
right.
So get the hell out. It's good for you,
right?
Well, so
and also like I think Han was making the point like we can't do our best work with his mother being in here.
Like
you
how
know?
She reversed how she said
that. It's not just about like, you know, we're worried about how you're gonna respond, like I can't work under that pressure,
right?
Which nobody should.
No.
That's why you don't have mothers and fathers watching you perform a surgery or whatever. So
which led to the most epic, I feel like I totally forgot this happened, the Christina thing. I forgot about that completely, and then when I feel like it's A, Han is gonna now respect Christina because Christina didn't like jump to the opportunity to like, do you wanna finish this? You know, she's like, no, I'm fine right here. She like showed that she's a human a little bit. Not that Han is a human, but I don't know. That was just an epic moment.
Yeah, I wrote, agree. I had GGBs when that happened.
Yeah.
I got teary eyed.
I don't even know what she exactly said, but it was just like, I'll hold his hand. Like, she took off her gloves and like,
yeah, because, like, Bailey was just like, someone needs to hold his hand, and everyone's like, I don't know what to do. And Christina's like, I'll hold Tuck's hand.
It was so cute. That's definitely when I cried. And I just like that, and then she was, like, petting his head.
Yeah.
And when she says, I'm fine right here.
Yeah, it was good redemption from when Izzy had said, well, Christina, you win award for robot. And Christina's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the beginning. Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yes. I LOL'd.
I kind of like Izzy and Christina's like fighting with each other because I feel like they do care for each other, but they are such different people. Like it wouldn't make sense if they got along perfect. Like,
right.
I like when they butt heads.
Also, why did I write, oh fuck, Izzy, exclamation. Towards the beginning of the episode.
Because Izzy breaks the news to Mrs. O'Malley.
Oh,
yes.
Dude. What a blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
First of all, like, how Callie is just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, Izzy just talk. First of all, it's a classic Izzy, like, talking way too much, saying way too much.
Yeah. And also, like, being like, you know, he failed the intern exam. Like, not even, like, just, like, everything.
Yeah, just everything
they
all in one breath.
Mama up to everything.
Mama?
That's what I'm calling
Mrs. O'Malley. Also, like, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, George.
And I was thinking, like, I would not get away with not speaking to my mother for that long.
No.
Right.
Like, she would drive to my house. Well, which is what Mrs. O'Malley did.
I do... Like, I thought it was a really interesting storyline with them because it was, like, I feel like that's a lot of, like, very true Catholics would have that, like, those problems. And, like, and I thought they did it in a way that, like, for someone who isn't Catholic, I'm like, oh, my God, your soul we're worried about. Like, you know, whatever. But at the same time, I feel like, again, like, Mrs. O'Malley is someone who's respectable and, like, we like her as a character. And so, like, we hear her beliefs and we see it and we respect them. And, like, I thought it was perfect too. George didn't, like, yell at her, like... I don't know. I just really liked their moment together at the end. when he like, when she's like, you should be disappointed in yourself. And he's like, I am. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just made me sad for George. And he grabs her face. She grabs his face and like kisses him.
The worst thing. Disappointing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
For your soul.
Yeah. You're burning in hell. That's H-E double hockey sticks.
That's what she was sad about. And then when she said, I miss your dad, that's when I just lost it. I think that was another moment. I cried like four times in this episode.
It was a pretty emotional episode. I mean, like, you start out right away with, like, Bailey's son being crushed by a bookshelf. Like, that's...
Bree texts me, she's like, it's the one when a bookshelf falls on Bailey's son. I was like, got it. Also, when, just really, last thing on George's mom, like, she goes from being, like, mad at him, disappointed, thinks his soul is going to burn in hell to like, you should just move back in. I'll take care of you. Yeah. Like classic mom, like, you know,
classic Catholic mom,
like just give up and move home. Come on.
Come on now. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also her clothes she was making for the baby were not cute.
No.
They looked
They're
like,
not functional either. Like made out of like yarn.
They were like see-through as well.
Tighter stitches.
They're not functional.
Okay, how about with Tuck, the scene? What'd you guys think of the scene with Bailey and Derek when she kind of has a breakdown? It's when she cried.
Yeah, and they're in the, like, side room. Yeah, I don't know what that room is for.
Who left the door open?
And she's, like, going through the day in her head again and again. He's like, it doesn't matter.
And he, like, hits her, or she hits him, and then he just hugs her.
Doesn't Meredith see that happening?
Yeah. Why? I wish Derek treated Meredith like he treats Bailey.
Wait, Derek treated... Who?
I wish he treated Meredith like he treats Bailey. I feel like he's very, like, him and Bailey's relationship is special.
Yeah, okay. If we're going to bring this up, I feel like we just need to talk to Meredith Derek.
Today. Let's do it. Bring it up.
Okay, so we figure, first of all, George bringing up the rose thing.
Oh, yeah, just like.
Yes.
Just like.
Good Lord.
That is it.
Yep, they're just destined.
Yeah. Just like, what? Oh, God, because Meredith has made this choice.
Right.
To like, it starts out the episode like Derek is at Meredith's again.
Showing her house plans.
Yeah.
Which slow the fuck down.
And then I wrote like in their fight that they had where Derek was like, I can't do this again. I was like, I agree with Derek. Like Meredith needs to figure her shit out. Mm-hmm. And like when she's like, you're kissing people or whatever, he's like, when we were dating other people and now we're not dating other people, you said you wanted to be with me and make it work. I broke it off with her. And then when she brought up like, you told me you weren't married, he's like, now we're having this argument again. I totally agreed with him. It's like, she needs to fucking figure this out because she's just dragging him along and I don't think it's fair. I think she is very unhealthy, and I don't think she should be in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree she needs some alone time. I think what is hard, though, is, like, to be casually date. Like, I feel like she's just not casually date. She wants to date him, but she's not ready for the move-in thing. And for him to be at her house with house plans, being like, how do you want the house? Like, this is where our children were. That's, like, also, like, whoa. Like, I can say I want to be with you, but I don't want to talk about living together yet? I don't know.
Then I think she could absolutely say that, but she's not adult enough to be
you're right.
That is too much. She runs away or she brings up the fact that he was married before and I can't trust you.
Shitty.
And it's like, you could easily be an adult and be like, I want to be with you. The house plans are a little too much for me right now. Like, let's pause that conversation, maybe like get through a couple months of like healthy dating and then we can revisit this or whatever. But instead she like freaks out about it.
Yeah, I do feel like the shitty thing then, it's like, okay, shitty on Mare's part, but then right after that, Derek goes right to Rose. It's like,
I did not agree with.
Right.
I was like, whoa, ping pong ball, who do you want to be with? Yeah. Like, to me, if you just broke up with your girlfriend, even if she was wishy-washy, like, you're ready to instantly... Like, I think she was right when she says, you just want someone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I wrote, wow, Derek is very back and forth. And I said, I don't know if I would say yes if I were Rose. Like, literally 20 minutes prior.
Yeah. She was like, wait, I thought you had plans. And he's like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Lies.
Like, he's being a total fuckboy.
Yes. Yeah.
And Rose is like, I would love to grab dinner. It's like, this isn't gonna end well,
I
Rose.
I feel bad for Rose. I just think it was so accurate though, Meredith's like, you just want someone. Like, you don't care right now who it is. You want the house with the view, with the kids, and you need someone to fill that spot.
Yep.
It's double fault.
Yeah.
Both of their faults.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other notes on them?
Mary,
no.
Dare.
Other than I feel like their relationship didn't, like, do anything this episode, other than they had a fight.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, like, things were left the way they almost started at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, it's...
We did, for the first time, see his land and his view, which is important for this finale.
Yeah. And he wants to build a house there.
Okay. Yep. What about... Marge is so sad. Okay, so Alex also says Ava's gone, but not real. Like, she left that morning. I feel like that's what she... There's nothing more on her.
Mm. Who said that? Crev?
Yeah, in the morning she's like, where's your girlfriend? And he's like, she's not my girlfriend. Back to her husband or something like that.
Yeah. What does he say to Lexi?
Oh, she says something like, you don't have a conscience or... I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Do you remember?
No.
This guess is not that important. None of us remember.
Also... I thought it was cute when George is talking to Lexi and is like, I want to, like, she named her son after me. And I just feel like George is having an existential crisis a little bit. And I love the idea of him and Lexi living together. I forgot that this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're kind of like both cute little bunnies.
Also, derpies. Why did I write, wah, George?
Wah, George.
Is it when he's talking to his mom?
Oh, no, it's when he says the rose thing, because I wrote fuck, fuck, fuck afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it's soon after I write about Meredith needs to figure her shit out.
Does anyone have any other stray notes about things?
Oh, I have, like, all the doctors watching Bailey and Tuck at the end, and everyone looking at everyone was such a scene. Like, you know, like... Meredith was like Derek, and then everyone was like,
but you all knew what each person was was thinking about in that moment.
Yeah, and no one was thinking about Tuck.
No, and everyone was outside that room.
Yeah.
Like, also, if I was Tuck and Bailey, I'd kind of be like, we would like some privacy.
Yeah, also,
like,
why are his eyelids taped shut? Like, I didn't get that. Surgery. I feel like I get it maybe during surgery, but like afterwards, like what if
it looks so sad.
Yeah. I think it's because it maybe wasn't a fake child. It's not a real actor.
Probably.
Oh, and then.
Also, he's choking.
Oh, I know. I'm like, explain to your husband that he's not dying.
Yeah.
Also, love at the end, Callie and Erica Hahn go on.
Yep.
Out to the bar again.
Also, is this the episode where Erica says to Sloane that, like, she can't. Is that a different episode?
Well, she says that she wouldn't want to, like, she works is pretty.
With him.
Yeah, she works with him, so which is against what's going to happen, but.
Right.
Yeah, that's
what I was, like, making. Yeah. Like, she's like, I can't do anything with you because.
We work together.
I
have to keep my work separate from my home.
Yeah, but then. Off into the night, she goes with Callie.
Yep. I just like, again, like, there are things that she does that are, like, there are times when she is way too robot-like and whatever, but then there are also times that her hardcore reason, like, makes sense and is applicable. And, like, with the Bailey thing, it made sense. With her telling Mark that he is a sexual predator, also appropriate. Like, she's just sometimes a little too mean about it, I feel like. I just feel like she's relationship challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any... Did we get through the whole episode?
I feel like she's what Christina could be if Christina didn't have, like, the right people in her life to, like, pull the vulnerability out of her. Like, Bailey and the Tuck. Or, like, Meredith. You know what I mean? Like, they're very similar in a way.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they don't get along.
Probably. Any other notes before I do notes and trivia?
Wow, that was, like, really fast, I feel like. Do you have stray notes?
I mean, I did write something like, why are they all so pale? They look all so pale in the... Like, I don't know if it's because I have never gone back and, like, rewatched. But one of the first thing I noticed was, like, when they're, like, in the hospital, I'm like, man, they are
white, like ghostly.
It could be like the production value versus you're watching new ones. Because I do feel like the color and the different cameras, like it's a lot more sterile looking in the earlier ones. And they have
So I was looking at that a lot.
Like, they're having less makeup and hair. I feel like Meredith now versus Meredith then is a lot different looking.
Yes. Yeah, agree.
This makes me laugh. One of these notes.
I'm just trying to see if I have anything else. I just love that she brightens you.
Yeah, that was great. I really love, and this is spoilery, I feel like of all of the couples with Izzy and like Karev, like I loved Izzy and Karev.
Yeah, I liked them
too. I hated how it ended, but it made the most sense to me. Like they were like destined to be together.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Izzy hadn't been a dick in real life and like she was still on the show and her and Karev? Also, where did we see... Oh, Brie shared... Was that you? You shared some like random BuzzFeed or something.
Oh, no, that was a different... That was a patron in the Facebook.
That whatever. Izzy was supposed to be in...
Or wait, no, I did send that to you.
It was like, who knows if it's real or not, but it said that Izzy was supposed to be in the shooting episode, like come back and possibly... Like, I would have... And but then she didn't show up for filming, which I don't think that's true. But how amazing if like she would have showed up and gotten shot. Like that would have been sad, but an epic like.
Well, also like some closure on.
Yeah, character. Because where is she? Is she alive?
No, we don't
is
know.
She not?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
Wasn't there that episode though last season with Karev outside of the room and like he talks to Joe about Izzy's like I like to imagine her with a family and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she left so. Devastating. Okay, so any other notes?
I don't have any.
No. I don't know. I like that there was a lot of talk about different kinds of faith. But that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked Izzy's quote about Christina that was just like, she just knows what she wants. She knows what she is. She has faith in herself.
Yeah.
But...
There was like an overarching theme of faith in this episode.
Yes.
Which like, I feel
I liked
like
it.
It's in...
Grace a lot.
A couple episodes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like, and they all had different kinds. Like the like healer had her faith in her, like the power of healing.
Yeah.
Like Christina and the power of herself.
Mm-hmm.
There's just all those different ones. Also sad. How sad was that moment when Bailey's husband like isn't in the scene and Meredith is like, oh, like where is your husband? And she's like packing his bags. And like that was, and she was, I like that Meredith just was like, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah.
Also, she's like, hashtag same girl, just got broken up. So the song title originated from Lay Your Hands on Me by Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi. Is his name
it's John Bon?
Wait, what is his real name?
John Bon Jovi.
Is it John Jovi? Did he have to add the Bond?
The Bond? Because, I don't know.
It's like Junie Jones.
Or is it just John Bon?
John Bon. No, it's John Bon Jovi.
17.68 million viewers. There are no promotional stills for this episode. Good luck with the Instagram.
Oh, no.
The episode is most likely the last episode to be written before the Writers Guild of America strike.
Ooh.
Yep.
Interesting.
There is also no Grey Matter blog post, which who even knows what that is? Yes. Huh. Look at no
promotional. Were you laughing at the one about no promotional?
Yeah, because I'm like, that's interesting. But then I forgot that that would be hard for you to Instagram.
Well, I'll just have to come up with some randos, I guess.
Yeah, there's...
We'll just be the... Oh, I'll just post a photo of all three of us.
There is perfect. One of Baby Tuck, but yes. We should post us instead.
Baby Tuck.
With
tape on his eyes.
Sweet Baby Tuck.
Watch this episode.
January 2008. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
I was a freshman in college.
When?
Right, wasn't I? Yeah, 2008.
Yeah, I was a senior in high school.
I wasn't born yet.
You are a baby. I wasn't born yet.
We're leaving.
Are you allowed to be having this beer right now?
We're leaving Jeannie's age to be discovered.
My
favorite part of the guest podcast.
Yeah. So before we rate the episode, what are you into? What are you listening to right now? Mm-hmm. What are you watching?
So I'm very, very much into RuPaul right now.
Oh shit.
So like, I just love it. I'm going to a drag show in Grand Rapids the Saturday after.
Oh, the buffet one?
No, not the buffet one. Oh, the brunch one, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It's like a holiday show with a bunch of queens from like episodes of RuPaul.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so
where is it at?
It's at DeVos Center.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. But I just love RuPaul. I just love that he lifts people up. And
yeah,
just when you watch that show, you just get goosebumps of like, oh, I can make a difference even if I'm just creating costumes and
yeah,
alter personalities. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, I've never watched it.
I know
what it is and I think it's great, but like never watched
it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good
about
yourself.
What season did you tell me to start on?
Like, you should start on season 6.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it on Hulu
or Netflix?
No, it's not on either. So I steal my friend's like Apple password and watch it on his Apple.
Apple?
Because he buys the episodes.
Oh shit, dude.
How am I supposed to do this?
But I think that the newer seasons that are coming out are on VH1. So you can watch them like live now on VH1. But
okay. I don't have that either.
But the older ones are not there.
Come on, RuPaul. I know. If you're listening, put your shit on Hulu.
I know. I wish he would.
I would love that. Any other things?
I watched This Is Us.
Oh, so good.
I have not watched the season yet.
Oh,
I've only watched like 2 episodes, but
I just got caught up.
Is it as good?
Yeah, it's always good. I feel like it's crazy how many like storylines they're doing. Like, for instance, like they go back in Toby's childhood.
Oh.
And like, I don't think they'll like continue to go back, but I really like that they've opened that up. Like, they even like go back in like Mandy Moore's childhood. So like they take each character and go like generations back and forward.
So they have
a lot
to work with.
Yeah, and which I think was really smart of them to do, not to just limit it to like
the Pearsons
were little and then like.
Also, I keep wondering the length of this show because those kids that are playing the kids in eras are good.
It's only 3 seasons. This is the last season, is what I've read.
What?
Yeah, because they want it to be open ended.
No.
Isn't that fucked up? So like,
Shut up.
Almost over.
Wait.
No.
That is what I've read in 2 different places.
Wait, because I was gonna say maybe they're doing so many different like things because then they're not gonna go back to the kids.
Oh yeah, This Is Us ending is already set. They've already shot the series finale, parts of it.
Wait, but maybe not necessarily this season.
It's a series finale.
No, I know. Oh. But I read that, like, they had shot the series finale. But I read it, I thought, is like...
Oh, like, maybe, like... Okay.
So, like, they...
They can end it,
or
but
they like can add these different storylines.
That
but
makes
that
sense.
Part
it.
Is shot,
and those
done.
Kids will look at if it involves the
right.
kids.
So,
they'll
so
look
they'll
the right
know
age.
How, they know how it ends. That's how I read
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that seems more right because I was wondering like how would they do that with those middle-aged kids growing up.
Right.
But yeah, okay, perfect. So they've already filmed parts of it. I think that is just what it is. I think it's still open-ended, but they
that
are,
could be
yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope to God. I
Which
fucking
is
love
genius.
This show. Yeah.
Dude, though, I have such a hard time watching because I'm so like the way I keep using their
Mandy
names,
Moore
and yeah, Jack looks at what's her name.
Oh my God. I know they're so in love.
Like,
is anyone really that in love?
No.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No.
Like, I think maybe the end of your life when if you're still with that person, you feel, but like, everyday moments are not how
that
Milo Ventimiglia looks at Mandy Moore.
Just like so fucking.
How are they not in love
like,
in real life?
Smitten by
well,
her.
She's married, I guess.
But like smitten by her like making coffee and just like my life is so good. Oh. Like, no, dude, it's fucking morning. You have 3 kids and it sucks today.
Just like, the way he like looks at her. Ugh. It's like the new Dreamy at McDreamy Eyes.
Yeah. He's
true.
So great. I'm trying to get John to grow his hair out like him. Like
ooh.
70s hair.
Love it. If you guys can get 1,000 listens, John will grow his hair out.
Will he? I don't think he agreed to that. Any other things besides those?
No, not really. I read a lot.
Perfect.
What are you reading right now?
I'm going to actually read A Beautiful Boy. I'm not even sure what it's about, but I just got asked to join a book club.
Ooh. Great. I love that.
And then I just saw a trailer for it with, I don't remember
oh,
who's in
I've
it.
Oh, I've heard of this book. It's coming out.
It's coming out as a movie, which I wasn't aware.
I was told to
is
read
this. Is this about a boy who has Asperger's or autism? No.
I don't think so.
Are you thinking of the one with the boy with the helmet on?
No.
That's Wonder.
Yeah,
my
Wonder.
God, no. That movie fucking just...
No,
that
no
movie
that's not what I'm thinking
of. The book, like, destroyed me. I watched Wonder on an airplane, and, like, I'd already read it because I read it first and cried. And then I watched it and it came time for the drink cart to come by and ask if I want. And I couldn't even look at the person. It was like, I was like, first of all, don't interrupt my emotional journey. Second of all, like I had a hood on and glasses because like, I was like audibly crying. Do not watch sad movies.
No.
Or Love, Simon. Cried in that one too.
Oh, I haven't Lord. Seen that.
Oh my God. It's either. So fucking good.
I know.
It's the best rom-com I've ever seen. It's so good.
So no, not that one. What am I thinking? What's it about?
A father's journey through his son's addiction. That's like the subtitle of the book.
Oh.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so.
His I'm in it for the book club. I want to see is...
Methamphetamine addiction the dad has on the kid. Oh.
Is the new one that Julia Roberts is in.
Wait, I think that's this.
Is it this?
Yes, I'm just reading it. So the son has an addiction.
Right, and he comes home and Julia Roberts is the mom.
I think so. Yes, I just saw that preview too.
Why she looks just incredible in it. Like it looks really, really good.
I think it's, yes, that is the one with her.
Okay, wow, look at that. We figured it out.
There it is.
Yep.
So it's a book. Everything's
wait,
a goddamn
book.
Wait, no,
it's
book.
Not.
No, what's it called?
Wait, that is Julie Roberts' performance. Oh, no, it is. It is. And Timothy Chalamet is in it?
Oh, yeah.
Snap.
He's the son, right?
Okay, yeah. Oh, so good. He's had, like, the most incredible acting career, and yeah. He's, like, so young.
Why?
Is it not me?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, why didn't I get started really early?
Right. Why didn't my parents push me into commercials?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
So those are your things.
Yep.
Those are
no
my
other
things.
Platforms, things you want to shout out to. This is your
You
moment.
Can follow me on Insta.
Yes.
Everyone vote.
Will it be?
Vote. Oh, yeah, vote.
No, this
when
one will
come out.
Oh, no, too late.
This well, will come out on election day.
Okay, so if you're listening to this.
If you're a patron of $10
and
or more.
And it is pre 8 p.m., yeah. Go vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should add that in the beginning. But anyways, go vote. Yeah. Go vote. I just did it tonight. I filled out my ballot.
Yeah, I did mine the other day. Felt
I will
good.
Go do it on Tuesday.
Perfect.
Today. Nice. This day that we're recording.
All right. Well, we're going to let Jeannie rate it.
Yeah, wait. But she didn't say what her Instagram was.
Oh, yeah. Go to my Insta.
Yes.
It's Jeannie Sherman Photography. But it's spelled like a funky way.
Spell it for
J-E-A-N-N-E-S-H-E-R. MANPHOTOGRAPHY.
There
yep,
you have
that,
it.
The end.
There
the entire will, alphabet.
We will put it in the show notes.
Yes. Perfect.
We will.
Yeah, both your first and last name can be spelled other ways.
Yes, yes.
And you can follow me at BJ Babs. That's BJ, BABS, or at the On Call Room Pod.
Or at Abby L. Moore. Please follow me there. And please tell whoever has Abby Moore to give me that Instagram account because I hate that it has to have an L in it. It drives me crazy. Okay, Jeannie, what are you rating it?
I am rating this episode, I'm going to say 4 scalpels.
Oh, whoa.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I didn't really get the goosebumps.
The no GGB? No.
I think the tension between Tucker and Bailey, I just hated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made you uncomfortable.
Yes.
Is there an episode that you would rate a 10 ever?
Yeah. lots.
Okay.
Just do you have one in your head that
Yeah, like
sure?
the bomb. Love yeah. the bombing.
What
love
the
shooting.
We sound murderous.
love bombs. Love
love George being hit by a bus.
You like the intense.
The like
yes,
ones.
Yes.
Not these like middle
right
filler episodes. Yep.
I know it was the mood I was in today and like whatever, but I'm rating it a 9.
Wow.
Wow.
I know it's big extreme, difference. But I'm wow. standing by my guns. Mm. I cried like 3. I sent you a photo to prove that I cried because yeah. I didn't know if anyone would believe me.
I'm going to rate it like a 6.5.
Okay. Wow. We are all okay. over the board.
Yeah. Like I didn't hate it.
You're right in the middle of 4 and 9.
Yeah. But there I liked it. It yeah. was, okay. you know, I got one GGB. Just one on my skin. One little hair stuck up.
And it's actually an ingrown hair. And yeah. she needs to go get it taken care of.
I do. It's quite a shame.
So what's that average? Jeannie, you're a
6.5.
You did all of them together?
Yeah.
4, 6.5, and 9.
So it's 13 plus 19.5 divided by 3, which would be 6.5.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Where'd you get the 19 from?
19 and a half is 4 plus 9 plus 6 and a half divided by 3.
Oh, okay. Abby's like, how do you do the average?
Oh, plus, okay. I already knew the average between 4 and 9 was 6.5. So
that'd be right saying that that is the mean.
Yes. And the median, which doesn't always happen.
Which one's a median?
Median is when you do middle. When you line them up and then you like cross them off.
You have an
off.
Exactly middle one.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Mean, the mean is average.
Mean, yes. Median, and
mode.
Meridian. What's it? Mode is how many times it, like the most occurring.
Yes.
Not meridian. Healthcare.
I charge for tutoring, you know.
Well, how much should we owe you for this?
Yeah, should we like get a tutor? We don't need this math in our lives, obviously.
Gene, I just remember I had a college professor who, God bless his soul, he was from Africa, and he had never been to Michigan until like the day before. It was second semester, so it was like winter. And he like canceled class like probably 8 times just because of the snow. Like he just like did it. But he would say that, oh no, sorry, this was not, what's the one where you have to answer like the who, the what? Is that, what math is that?
That's like stats.
Yeah, stats. Yeah. Sorry, stats. And he'd always call it the woo. And I like just loved him so much. The woo, the what. They're like, what's the woo? So anyways.
Is that the title of this? What's the woo?
What's the woo?
I love it. It should be mean, median, and mode.
Well, yeah, like who's what? I want to be mode.
What?
What? Like, no one's what? Anything.
I always liked the mean because it made sense to me.
Okay.
The median was stupid.
It's so fine. I said I was mode.
I will be the median. You can be the mean.
I will be the mode.
Why was that so hard to learn?
I don't know.
What is it used for?
For like numbers and stuff.
Well, I know.
There's different like things that use different stats. So like, okay. You might say like the mean of something, but really it's like a totally off statistic.
Like the median would make more sense to,
yes.
to use.
Yes, like housing prices in Grand Haven, Michigan. Like the mean is super high, but the actual middle number is so low because of all the houses on
gotcha.
The lake.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, God, you're such a good tutor.
Yeah, yes. So that makes sense. Like that would, yeah.
You couldn't use that example to high schoolers though. The housing.
Right. Right.
I don't know what houses cost. Wow. This has been Tutoring with Jeannie. If you are
welcome.
In the West Michigan area and would like to hire her,
yes,
sure
please
she has a
do.
Facebook page.
I do. I'm called Jeannie the Tutor.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. So
do you want to spell it again?
Yep. It's Jeannie. J-E-A-N-N-E.
T-H-E-T-T-O-R.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right.
Should we let her call time and death?
She should because it's math.
Do you? Oh.
Don't let her cheat. Don't let her look.
Oh my. It is 21:04.
Beep.